And I'm now joined in the studio by this week's Scala guest. Brand new Scala guest today. We've got Darcy Yelland. Darcy, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So I first wanted to ask you, because you're still at school, you're young and fresh and diving into the songwriting and music creation side of things. What first drew you into wanting to write and perform your own music?
I mean, I've always been someone who's enjoyed writing. When I was in like third and fourth grade, I've always wanted to just write and make stories. And then I found along the way that I really just had a passion for music and singing. And I thought that if I could put the two together, I would have my dream career. And there's something just so, it's just like so liberating to be able to put words into a song and have it be like a sort of like a different mode of story, kind of. So like people aren't sitting there reading a book, they're hearing your voice tell it. And it's like there's something kind of magical about that, I guess.
Yeah. So for you, generally the words come first and then it's a matter of melding that with some music?
Sometimes what I'll do is I'll come up with like a line, and then I'll have that just sitting in my phone for a while, and I go back and I try to work on it. But there have been times where I've come up with like an instrumental sort of thing and I fit words into that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is sort of like, it's either one or the other. Like I come up with the music or like the words, or just a melody will hit me and I'll be like, I'm going to use that. Usually it is the words because it's easy to work around those.
Yeah. I mean, I ask that question a lot of musicians, and the answers vary, but usually it's the case of being open to inspiration at any moment. Like you say, that a melody might just come to you at any moment. Do you find that you take inspiration from your own experiences and your own life?
Yeah, I have a lot of there have been times when I've gone like out to do something and I'll hear like a bus go by, and just like the noise of the bus sort of reminds me of like a cool drum beat, and I'm like, I'm gonna have to record that on my phone and save that for something. But I do a lot of my I try to make the lyrics sort of sound like a story as it progresses. So if you were to like, one of the first songs I'm going to play is sort of you hear sort of it starts off and then it keeps going and going, and then at the end it either resolves or it doesn't, depending on how the situation goes for me. So I do try to incorporate what my life has given me into like something to tell other people, if that makes sense.
It does. Yeah, so it's very clear that you see the performance of your own music is it's a way of storytelling.
Yeah.
So I imagine have you done much performing and engaging with audiences for that storytelling process?
What, like performing the songs in front of people? I've done most of the time it's in front of my friends, because they're very supportive. If they're listening to this, I love you guys a lot. But they're every time I write something, they're like, hell yes, like this is I've like sent them three in a row, and then each time they were like, this is the best thing you've ever written, like this is the best thing ever, I love this so much. And I'm like, you said about the last one. They're like, yeah, but they're all the best thing ever. But it is I always try to sort of put myself back into the story kind of when I sing it or perform it, so that you kind of are getting a story told, because it's a little boring to just have someone sing up there. Like if you're not gonna put the emotions that the song is written in into the song when you perform it, then I always try to sort of bring my audience into where I was during the time of the song being created.
So there's a great level of investment in each work. And are there particular themes that come up? Like, do you think with the songs that you've written so far, are there particular themes that you think you keep going back to?
A few of them have a lot to do with suffering, kind of, because I feel like that's something that everybody can relate to. Like, not a lot of people can relate to specific experiences, but everyone can sort of on various degrees can relate to that sort of suffering thing. It's not suffering as in like you're being like held hostage, but it's suffering as in like this isn't really what I wanted. This is a little bit, there's the two that I'm going to perform today. One of them is about sort of having like an obsessive crush on someone, and then you get really
that is a well-known angst. Yes,
you get like flatly let down. And the second one's more personal. It's about when you like hold memories so dear and so close to yourself, but as you get older, you realize that the memories that you love so much are like kind of fading away and you can't remember them as well as you did, and you're sort of like, oh no, like this isn't what I wanted. So yeah.
Oh no, that sounds great. Well, let's have a listen to the first one. So the first one is the Obsessive Crush.
Yes.
One.
Okay.
All right. No worries. Well, what's it called?
I actually still don't know, because I had a couple. My friend suggested I call it Over and Over, because that's what the chorus says.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna call it Head Over Heels, which is, I don't know, but I guess we'll just call it Over and Over. But this one is because my friend from Shanghai, when I used to live there, I moved back here. She was texting me about this guy that she had this huge crush on, and she kept being like, oh my god, you know, like I just can't even anymore. And I was like, okay, well,
I just can't even.
Yeah. And she was like, I'm gonna tell him that I like him. And I was like, okay, yeah, do that, like that's a good idea. And so she told him, I think over like a Snapchat message, and then he like really politely kind of let her down.
Yeah.
And so she was like, she acknowledged that he was really nice about it, but she was pretty heartbroken. And so this is my interpretation of what it would have been like. For, like, this is my interpretation of her side of the story, sort of getting more and more insane and then being sort of let down.
Yeah, great. Well, Darcy, take it away. This is Darcy Yelland on Radio Adelaide's Arts Breakfast.
At the start of another love story, missing a side, I woke on the ground. It was then I found I'd fallen so far somehow. Once upon a time, at the moment I held too tightly my own desires, I dug way too far, earned a new scar, following my selfish heart. Love's not an easy play. Why did I think I'd end up unscathed? Over and over I've let it tear me up. Over and over I've dreamt about ice. Once again I seem to have run out of luck. Fate has a plan and it's not what I want. And so it goes. I wandered and ended up a little too close to love's dangerous grasp. To me it held fast. What a cruel spell it cast. Oh, I should have known. A fall so hard never ends with no broken bones. I'd regret anything I said, but I left with my heart in shreds. Life's not an easy game to play. Why did I think I'd come out unscathed? Over and over I've let it tear me up. Over and over I've dreamt about ice. Once again I seem to have run out of luck. Fate has a plan and it's not what I want. Head over heels, hands in shipping, hands in bruising. Head over heels, hands in shipping, hands in bruising. Head over heels, hands in shipping, hands in bruising. Head over heels, hands in shipping, hands in bruising. I've let it tear me up. Over and over I've dreamt about ice. Once again I seem to have run out of luck. Over and over I've let it wildly run. Over and over it's pulled me undone. Once again I can't tell if I'm slow or stuck. Fate has a plan and it's to let you just haunt me. Oh, thank you. game I won't play again. Head over heels left me aching.
Darcy Yelland there, I'm sure accruing many fans from our listeners. That was beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, great storytelling, and yeah, certainly tapping into that pain after, you know, yeah, and lamenting the loss of, you know, potential joy and love to be found. Yeah, yeah. No, that's great. Thank you.
That one's very iconic because that was like the first one that I wrote, and my friends all love it. That was the first, like, they like to sing the chorus at me.
Great.
In class. Good. But they don't sing it right. They'll just go over and over, and I'm like, that's not how it works. The thing is, they don't know any of the other lyrics.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, no,
it's really, look, really helpful.
You got a hook, yeah, and you'll bring people in. That's great. Yeah. Oh, beautiful. No, and talking about, you know, sharing your music with others, you are performing at the next Scala session on Thursday, April 5th, along with Sarah Strashko from the Barossa, Zach Eden, who we've had on the show, and also Naomi Keat, who's just done a stint at WOMAD as well. You excited about that? That's your second time performing with Scala, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's always so, like, there's a part of it that feels like I'm going to be judged because everybody has their own separate styles of music, and I can appreciate a lot of it, but I feel like, because I'm very, like, pop-oriented, like, if that song were to be recorded in a studio, there'd be a lot of electronic pop happening.
Yeah.
I hope. But I am really excited, but I still kind of have that fear of people are gonna like hear what I'm singing or hear sort of the kind of cheesiness and be like, what is this? But I am very excited because it is like half of it's like they're not gonna like it, but half of it's like I'm getting this out there. Like this is something I wanna do, this is something I love doing, and it's a very rewarding experience to sort of have people listen and be other songwriters and listen to that and be like, oh, that's a clever like line, I like that melody, that works really well. Like, yeah, it kind of makes you feel like more included when you have people like you around to listen to what you make.
Yeah. It's certainly the creation of that kind of community. And I suppose Scala's main aim is always to provide a platform for new songwriters to, in order to share what it is that they're working on, and create a supportive network as well. And it's an opportunity for you to express, you know, this is your way of storytelling. It's your truth and your expression. So. Yeah. I'm sure everyone will respect it and love that and love that. Yeah. So of course that's Thursday, April 5th at the Wheaty. God, I just drew a blank. I know it's at the Wheaty. I knew it's at the Wheaty. So have you got any other things lined up for this year? What's your plan in terms of next stages with your music? More writing, performing?
Yeah, probably just more writing because I. As much as I call myself a songwriter, I like don't write that many songs because I have a lot of trouble with keeping inspiration and focus. Like last night I was writing something and I had like maybe a few lines. Like I had the start of a verse, the start of a pre-chorus, the start of a chorus, and then I just didn't go anywhere else because they weren't coming to me. I don't know, it just is like, I'm going to have to work on that, just sort of like cranking them out, like get something down. If you don't like it, you can fix it later, but just have something there.
Yeah.
Because someone from my school gave me a really good tip. It's the longer you, I think, like the longer you leave a lyric, the better it is. Like there are, I've struggled a lot with that because I tend to, I'm like very perfectionist. Like if something that I'm making isn't perfect, it's garbage. If it like it takes a lot for me to be happy with something. Like there are still times when I'm not happy with the one that I just did because I listen to it and I'm like, that's a little cheesy. Like that's not, that's a little weird. But I always tell my friends that and they're like, no, I love that. Like this is brilliant. This is, and people appreciate a little bit of cheese every now and then, and I'm like, oh yeah, true. So
yeah, well we're all our own harshest critics, I think.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
And I'm still, you're still figuring it out. There's going to be, you'll probably land on a methodology, you know, a process that works for you over time, and it's by teasing it out that you learn more about yourself and learn about the music making process as well generally, and for what works for you. So
yeah,
it's all a all a useful learning process, and I suppose being able to perform and test out your songs on an audience as well, and a supportive one at that, at the Scala session should be good fun.
Yeah, Scala's really good. They've helped me. Because I get nervous before I perform anyway, but it's like that kind of, even if it's not your style of music, you can learn to appreciate certain things about the way the song's put together. That gives you a lot of confidence that this isn't normally how they would write a song, but they can still appreciate the way that I did this and that, and they give me, you know, compliments. And it's very, I like it a lot. It's a great experience.
She's got a great, great big smile on her face as well while she's saying that, just for, you know, radio audiences. She's believing it. She's not deadpan. Yeah, I really like it. No, I can tell she's genuinely excited to be working with Scala. Well, Darcy, thanks so much for your time this morning. I always feel bad bringing musicians in, particularly this early in the morning. But, you know, you've done it and you've performed beautifully so far. And you've got another song for us to wrap up. What's this one about?
Okay, so this one's called Oh No. This is the memories one. Like, I've always... There's another song that I'm working on, which is about how memories, sometimes the good ones, when you don't have them anymore, they make you feel sad. Mm-hmm. That one's a work in progress. Mm-hmm. This one's about how, when you... Because I've been... Like, my childhood was so all over the place. Like, I've lived in so many different countries. I've had all these incredible experiences, and looking back on that, I always treasure those experiences. Like, I look at them and I think that was such a great time. Like, I love that. I love the fact that I have this with me. And but then recently I've realized that I look back and some of them, like, I can't remember things as well as I used to. I can't, like, some of them are going away. Like, I can't remember, like, just a few weeks ago I was trying to describe to my friend how the place that I used to live looked, and I realized that I couldn't remember how it looked, which is, it's sort of kind of jarring to me, because I appreciate my memories so much. And it was like, once, as they start leaving, I was like, oh my God, like, this isn't fair on me. But, it's kind of that thing of, like, it isn't necessarily my fault, but there's no one else to blame for it. So I kind of just have to, like, suck it up and deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what this one's about. So.
All right. Here's Darcy Yelland with Oh No on Radio Adelaide.
I thought I had it all where I could keep it, where I could look back if I needed, like a lock around my neck, going back again, but I can't reach it no more. So I try, and I try, and what do I find? There's pages missing. Where'd they go? I don't know, I don't know. Oh no, I can't hold on to it all. Oh no, but I needed what I lost. Oh no, why is it always my fault? Something's wrong, I'm getting left behind by my own mind. I know things will be forgotten, I don't care. But all that I love went into thin air, like a picture on the wall. No one notices it's gone. But I can't reach it no more. So I try and I try. What do I find? There's chapters missing. Where'd they go? I don't know, I don't know. Oh no, I can't hold on to it all. Oh no, but I needed what I lost. Oh no, why is it always faults. Something's wrong, I'm getting left behind by my own mind. I try, and what do I find? Their stories missing. Where'd they go? I don't know. Oh no, I can't hold on to it all. Oh no, but I needed what I lost. Oh no, why is it always my fault? Something's wrong, I'm getting left behind by my own mind. I...
Darcy Yelland there with Oh No. And if you liked the sound of that, you can catch her at the next Scala session Thursday, April 5th with Darcy, Sarah Strashko, Zach Eden and Naomi Keat. Head to Scala's Facebook page for more information there. Darcy, thanks so much for your time this morning. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you for having me.